Unit 15. Inventive Entrepreneurs. People who start and run their own businesses are called entrepreneurs. To do this, entrepreneurs require money or capital. Some can afford to fund their own ventures, but others seek loans from banks or investors. Another factor essential to building a new business is an opportunity niche, a need people have that is not being met by any other business. An entrepreneur attempts to fill the niche by creating a product or service. Many of today's commonplace products were invented to fill an opportunity niche. This is what high school freshman Cody Fox did. He and his friends were tired of paying hundreds of dollars in fines for their damaged textbooks at the end of the school year. Combining an ordinary cloth book cover with a hard plastic shell, Cody invented a practical solution called the Book Jacks. It protects textbooks from day-to-day wear, helping students return them in the same condition in which they were received. Cody's invention received a patent, and today, school supply stores around America sell the Book Jacks. Another example is that of Humphrey O'Sullivan, who worked in a U.S. print shop in the late 1800s. His job required that he stand all day, so to minimize the strain on his feet, he brought a rubber mat to the shop to stand on. The mat was so effective that O'Sullivan decided to attach rubber directly to the bottoms of his shoes. His invention was an instant hit, and in 1899, he patented it and started his own company to manufacture and sell his rubber-soled shoes. Neither Fox's nor O'Sullivan's invention was technically complicated or financially demanding. Like other successful entrepreneurs, they were simply able to identify a need and fulfill it. This demands a certain level of creativity, but another characteristic that unifies all entrepreneurs, whether or not they are inventors, is risk-taking. They realize their ventures might fail and they could lose money. However, it can be difficult for a true entrepreneur to ignore an opportunity once he or she has spotted it. Additionally, the potential benefits of being one's own boss, the ability to make important decisions and directly reap the profits of one's labor, are too appealing for many to pass up.